Well, hello everyone, and welcome to a brand new playthrough on my channel, The Audio Game Club. The game I'm playing is The Last of Us Part 2, and this game is very significant because this game is fully the first video game to be fully accessible. So, without further ado, the game has got a built-in screen reader as well as audio cues, which I will explain more about as we get into the game. So without further ado, I am going to start a new game and we are going to get going with what is an amazing game. With me for this playthrough is my good mate Seth, and he will join me for hopefully all the playthrough, hopefully.
I promise I'm not a meth head.
No, you're not. You're good. Okay, let's get on. Oh, damn. I forgot to set my timer. Oh, well.
Continue. New game plus. New game. Your current progress is saved in an autosave slot. This slot will be overridden if you switch saves. Would you like to manually save before continuing? Yes.
I'll be periodically muting and unmuting because my family is meth heads and they're screaming in the background.
No. Yes. Current autosave. Seattle Day 3. The Marina. July. 22nd. Autosave backup. Autosave backup. 16. Manual save. 19. Seattle Day 2. Ground Zero. Do you want to overwrite this? Yes. New game. Moderate. Provides a balanced experience. Resources are limited. X button. Select. Hard. For the mod. Light. Less challenging than moderate.
Also, resources Toby will be playing this on Survivor. Go ahead, Toby. Pick Survivor.
X button. Select. I'm kidding. Circle button. Back.
Okay, so I'm going to play this game on light. I've done a playthrough on very light, so I'm going to do this on light. And I stupidly forgot to set my timer before recording, so
You're good, Toby. You started SharePlay before you started up the game, so I'll let you know before the SharePlay timer runs out.
Yeah.
And that will get you pretty close to it. You should have about
five to
6 minutes above when my SharePlay timer ends, maybe like 4 minutes. So
right, okay.
I'd cut it short like 2 minutes after my SharePlay timer.
Yep, no worries. Okay, one last thing before we start. I will not be talking during cutscenes, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the opening.
Start. You have selected light. Challenge level can be changed at any time in options. Difficulty. Start. X button. Select.
Here we go. I apologize for the long loading screen here.
The loading sucks in this game. Anytime you load up a part, Toby, I definitely suggest...
I'm going to load the game.
Yeah, because it's like... It gives me AIDS with the length of... the length of loading. It's starting.
I don't know what happened. I was supposed to take her to the Fireflies and walk away. You go halfway across the country with someone. She needed her immunity to mean something. Starting to buy into that old cure business. Maybe I just wanted to do right by her. And then we made it. We found the Firefly. Because of her, they were actually going to make a cure. The only catch. It would kill her. Sweet Jesus.
Doctor?
What are you doing? I won't let you take her. This is our future. Think of all the lives we'll save.
Jesus Christ, Joel. What do you do?
I saved her.
A lot. What does Ellie know?
I told her they just ran some tests. I told her her immunity meant nothing.
And she believed you?
Didn't say otherwise.
We should head back.
Alright, there's no more talking from here and out. By the way, my mic's unmuted, so...
With navigation assistance enabled, okay. Press L3 button to face the camera in the direction of story progression.
Okay, so this is part of the accessibility. So basically you press the left analog stick and it points you in the direction that you need to go in order to progress the story. Which is a really useful tool, because it means that you can navigate through the story without too many issues. And great voice work there from Troy Baker as well as Joel.
Yes, very good work. So do you want me to like describe the scenery?
I could be
like a scenery describer.
Kind of you wish. I mean,
so basically, while he's... Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if you know what around, then yeah, feel free. But...
So basically, what's around the horse currently is basically just bodies stacked along the road.
Hold L1 button to gallop.
Them. And now you've just reached the forest, so you are going to be galloping through trees and forest and... abandoned roads and stuff like that, so pretty much just the scenery. And I gotta say, in this game, they did really good work on the guitar music.
Yeah, and I love the music. I love the music in this game as well. Sounds great on these headphones.
I should be our audio describer for this playthrough.
Yeah.
I've played it so many freaking times.
Yeah, but you love it, don't you? It's a great game.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I didn't love it, I wouldn't be on my third playthrough.
No. And think about it. This is the best game we've got right now for us. Like for blind and visually impaired gamers, you know, this is the best game we've got right now. Generally.
Yeah, for the most part, either this or A Hero's Call.
Yeah, is probably
the best that's on the market right now. Although this is more expensive than Hero's Call, but at the same time, it's better in a little bit.
It's longer as well. I mean,
oh yeah.
All I'm gonna say, folks. This is going to be the longest playthrough I've done on the channel so far.
Yeah. And A Hero's Call can be pretty long. It just, the thing about it is, like, you know, it can be long, but it can also be really short if you know how to grind properly.
Yeah, I agree.
So we're coming up on like an older town, so dirt roads, you know, houses around.
It's weird as well how like I like the fact when you walk in the
It's fine, there's not gonna be talking for just a second. Go
the...
ahead, buddy, finish your thought.
I like the fact that when you're walking the controller vibrates as well as you walk.
You go on.
You sure?
By the way, I feel like it's kind of a fun fact to mention that Joel's horse is named Japan.
I can't say I've done different. I'll take you to the grave if I have to.
I'll see you later.
As our view slowly moves up Ellie's arm as she's drawing a picture, slowly. I'm sorry, let me stop. Joel enters through a side door. Lightly knocking.
You're cool, man. Makes it funny,
isn't it? Slowly walking up to the chair, he gives her a inquisitive look. Grabbing the back of her chair, he lightly shakes it.
Jesus. This gave me a heart attack.
I tried knocking, but...
I like it.
Hey.
Hey.
And it's good for us.
As they give each
What's
other
up,
awkward
Joel?
Looks.
Just checking in. Folks are... You know, talking about how impressed they are with you and how well you're helping out.
It's good.
Yeah. Tommy and I went out riding the other day, and he, he told me a joke, and I thought about you. It's, oh, shoot, no, I forgot it. Something about a clock. How do you...
Joel, it's pretty late, and I gotta get up in a few hours.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna get out of your hair. I want to show you something. Just give me 1 second.
Stepping out of the room, Joel goes to get his guitar.
Oh, God. I'm not good at this part.
Coming back, he brings
this thing here, a guitar.
It is tan, black, and camouflage around the hole.
Okay.
How do you know all this?
It also has something squeezing the strings called a cable.
Promise me that you won't laugh.
I won't.
Sitting on the edge of her bed, he begins to play. Do you know how to do this, Toby? You want me to walk you through it?
Left stick to choose a chord.
I always skip this, I have to be honest.
Alright, well, don't skip it this time. So basically what you do, take your analog stick and slowly move it in a circle. When you feel it vibrate, press X.
Press X button to strum.
And then do it again.
I didn't know it was this easy. Hold on. It vibrated, but I didn't let it. When it vibrates, do I press X? Is that...
Yes.
Oh, shit. Did I do that wrong? Don't know.
It should stop vibrating if you did it properly.
Oh, that's clever. Okay.
And also, if you don't like playing the guitar, Toby, we've demonstrated this one part. So in future guitar parts, you don't have to play them. Just so people can see what it's like.
Yeah. So basically, the way this works, you move the stick and...
Press X button to strum.
Oh, you're rude.
Sorry about this, folks.
Strumming slowly, Joel begins to play the guitar. He opens his mouth to sing.
If I ever were to lose you, I surely lose myself. Everything I have found here, I'm not found by myself. Try and sometimes you'll succeed to make this man of me. All my stolen missing parts, I've no need for anymore. As I believe.
Oh my God.
And I believe, 'cause I can see our future days, days of you and me.
Slowly coming to a stop, he stops singing. He puts his guitar aside.
Well, that didn't suck.
I'll take what I can get.
He takes his guitar and slowly hands it to Ellie.
She's yours.
No. I don't know the first thing about this.
I promised that I'd teach you how to play.
You did.
So what do you say, tomorrow night? First lesson?
Deal.
Okay.
And if I call him Joe, just know I mean Joel. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you remember the joke?
What is the downside to eating a clock? It's time consuming.
Terrible joke. Toby.
Yo.
May I suggest pausing real quick and turning on subtitles for those of them that don't have the best of hearing and can actually see?
Yeah. Okay.
Skip cinematic. Replay cinematic options. Difficulty.
So controls. It's just in video.
Subtitles. HUD. Subtitles.
Yeah, well, it's actually... Okay, so it has its own category.
X button. Select.
Just click
subtitles.
X and flip it
off.
On.
Enable. Story dialogue. Left
so you can
right
do story dialogue
buttons.
Or
change.
All dialogue.
Triangle
I would do all
story
dialogue.
Plus combat story plus combat dialogue. Story plus combat
yeah,
dialogue.
That.
Left and right directional buttons. Subtitles. Options.
Okay.
I forgot about that. Sorry.
So now if you have the ability to read them, you can if, you know, there's ever a cutscene where we're being too loud.
Sorry, Seth. I didn't even think about
that. The Last
that.
Of Us Part 2.
No, you're fine.
It's because I'm blind. I wouldn't have thought of it.
Yeah, I always turn subtitles on for Casey. Slowly moving in, the view takes in Ellie as she's laying
4 years
in her bed
later.
Halfway asleep. Sitting up, she throws the covers off. Padding to the door,
hey.
Barefoot.
Morning.
Sorry, I totally overslept. Just give me a minute and I'll get dressed.
I heard you had quite a night after I left.
She kissed me. It was just Dina being Dina. She didn't mean anything by it.
I was talking about your fight with Seth. Wait. You kissed Dina?
Oh. I thought this
we're broken up 1 week and you make a move on my girl?
Jesse gives her a scathing look.
She was probably just trying to make you jealous. I would never... Oh, fuck, this is awkward.
I'm messing with you, man. I don't care. Get dressed.
You're the worst.
It's kind of fucked up you did that.
Stuff together, we're already late. Okay, so we have control.
Smells fine.
And so far, just the scenery is just a...
We're in a bedroom.
This audio cue means that a triangle button interact prompt is available.
Ellie's gathering her things, loading her pistol. Putting that in her bag.
Sure.
Along with her journal.
Here we go.
By the way, do you want me to describe what the characters look like, Toby? Because, like, I feel like that's kind of something.
How do you know all this? Because you seem very knowledgeable, even though you're totally blind.
Rip my headphones out. Got reports of infected out north. So you sent him and Tommy out earlier. She's gathering more equipment. Yeah. And a man. Definitely not as much as you.
Shut up.
So Casey's told me, Casey and, you know, my family told me a little bit about the visuals, but for the most of the part, landscape wise and things like that, it's pretty simplistic to describe. So Ellie is a girl in her teens, a white female, long brown hair, sometimes wavy, pulled back in a ponytail most of the time, with a t-shirt, jeans, and sneakers. And then we have Jesse, which is the Asian male. I don't know what type of Asian he is.
Heads up, you're the talk of town this morning.
What?
He generally wears the same.
Let me see if I got this right. You kissed Dina.
She kissed me.
With shorter hair.
Which triggered Seth to call you a not-so-nice word.
Yep.
Does he really?
Then Joel decked him.
Okay, well, correction, guys.
Yep. And then you got mad at Joel. That part confused me.
It was a strange night, man.
Okay, so it's she.
Sounds exciting. Sorry I missed it.
So, to describe the landscape now, you're walking around a village that is covered in snow, kind of a city. And a city type place with some people mingling around here and there.
Be safe out there.
Toby, don't forget to check for items because there are a few.
I'm checking.
Dialogue.
Yeah, there's some optional conversations here as well. I know that for certain. Can't check status yet.
As well as Marie, Ellie has a backpack on. I'm not sure what color it is.
Diner.
Is this about Seth?
No clue.
It's quite a small backpack for all the equipment she carries. Nope. I know that.
Excuse me.
Okay, so we have an item.
Hey.
Which we are going to go and get.
Give me 1 second. I'm checking the ship play timer.
Hey, so...
29 minutes.
You and me?
Yeah, counting down, Toby.
Dina and I are done.
I know. It's just... I don't want you to think...
Ellie, we're cool. Promise.
Thanks.
Okay, so we have a special item in this area. So, we are going to get that before we progress.
That was a glitchy audio cue.
Badass.
Triangle button, flip, L2 button, zoom, left stick, rotate, square button, read, size me, Kayla. Circle button, back, size me, Kayla. Real name, Michaela Ayari. Brains, 60. Brawn, 100. Affiliation, the new dogs. Michaela Ayari first discovered her superpowers when she turned 13. With a stomp of her foot, she can send shockwaves rippling through the ground, knocking enemies off their feet and, in extreme circumstances, toppling buildings. Kicked out of the Society of Champions due to her potential for collateral damage, size Michaela soon became the youngest member of the new dogs. Neutral villain.
Okay,
circle button, back.
So for those who don't know, in the first game, Ellie loved
triangle
comics.
Button, clip. L2 button, zoom, left stick, rotate, square button,
and
read, circle
button,
put away.
One of the collectibles in this game are
one,
trading cards.
Trading card.
So, throughout the game, we will find numerous amounts of these trading cards.
Hey, Ellie.
Hey, old timer. Yeah, get a good scratch.
Yep, pet the dog. God, so much you can do in this area.
Such a wholesome game. As you walk deeper into the town, you see more people mingling around. There's a blacksmith off to your right, if you can hear.
I can, actually. And it is off to my right. It's actually off to my right. These headphones are really cool. I like them.
Use scavenged parts to upgrade your weapons at a workbench. 7 parts.
So he just picked up some gun parts there. Alright, we got a
picked up
here.
Some paper.
Let's have a read.
L2 button, zoom, square button, read. Looking for 20 volunteers to help with repairs to the electric dam. When? First weekend in April. See Maria to sign up.
Alright.
1. Artifact.
And if you remember, this dam that is referred to is the dam that Joel and Ellie went to in the first game when they found Tommy again.
Want to grab some breakfast?
No.
Walking up, Ellie pushes over a door slowly. Walking through a restaurant. As Toby scans for items.
Ellie! There you are, come here.
A white female in her 40s comes approaching.
Seth's got something he wants to say to you.
I don't want to hear what that bigot has to say.
Do it for me. Please.
Fine.
Seth. Seth, come here.
A white dingy male in his 20s.
Hey. Look, last night I was drinking too much.
Sure.
He looks down with an awkward look.
I'm trying to say I'm sorry. Maria tells me that you and Dean are headed out. I made you some sandwiches.
He hands her the small package.
Your steak.
Thank you, Seth.
Yeah, well, you be safe out there.
Yep.
Walks away.
I appreciate that.
Off to your left.
What you got there?
Bigot sandwiches.
Smells good.
They're yours.
You sure?
It's fine.
Let me walk you out.
Okay.
Okay. Go off to your left a little bit, Toby. You're stuck on a wall. Keep going. Alright, there you go. Keep it going.
Can
try
I talk?
Heading off to your right. There you go. Another training card.
Triangle button. L2 button. Zoom. Left the Keen Twins.
Are you going to read all the trading cards?
The Keen Twins.
Oh, I don't know. Probably not all of them, but...
Brain, 80. Brawn, 80. Affiliation, none. Born in a Spark laboratory, the Keen Twins were considered a failed experiment in heightening
human senses.
You don't
have to read them, do you?
They were abandoned on the doorstep of an orphanage, but the forlorn pair soon learned of their abilities. Born deaf, Ophelia not only has amazing eyesight, but can see things on the infrared and X-ray spectrum. Born blind, Xander can hear for miles. No footstep is too quiet, no secret is safe. So long as they are together, they make for formidable opponents. Heroes.
I mean, I guess, but like...
They're not important, though, really. Yeah.
Also, Toby, your walking speed is extremely inhibited when you're in listen mode. If you let go of R1, you still follow that cursor.
Do you?
Yeah, so you can walk quite faster. That's how I followed my cursors and pick up items so fast.
When you go out, I want you to trade off with Tommy and Joel.
I don't know what you mean, so...
Where do I meet them?
So, do that, press your item, your item tracker, and then let go of it and just walk towards it. You walk faster. Let go of R1.
I'm holding R1 now, like, to go...
Yeah, and then you track it, then let go of it, and then walk towards it. Like, let go of R1.
Oh.
And you walk a lot faster.
Oh, okay.
3 parts.
I'm glad you're here to teach me.
You are standing. Health. 100.
It's helpful to pick up items in a hurry.
Yeah. It is.
You know the creek trails? Not really.
Dina's done it a bunch. I'll have the two of them take it.
Well, that solves that.
Would you like me to take another peek at the timer, Toby?
Yeah, I don't want to overrun, do I? I can always,
5 parts.
19 minutes and 21 seconds.
Oh. Okay, optional conversation. Potentially.
Look, I don't know what's going on with you and Joel.
Maria.
Guy really cares about you. And I'm sure he didn't mean to.
We're fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sorry to pry. Be safe.
Thanks.
Yo, Dina! Assignments!
Just give me a minute!
We get your girlfriend to the stables, please.
Oh my God. Hey, Dina.
Okay.
Dina, a
hey,
Jewish
guys.
Male. Or female.
Out.
Jesus.
On,
sorry. I just called her.
I never win this fight.
Okay, so it's pretty easy.
Hold
Toby.
On. Cutscene.
For running off last night.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. I totally get it.
Sorry.
I just feel bad. Why? Because I started the whole thing, and I shouldn't have kissed you in front of all of those people. And
no, you were drunk. It's fine.
Well, still, I don't want you to think.
No, I'm not reading into it or anything.
You know what I love about you? How you let me finish my sentences.
All right. Well, we should probably get going.
Yeah. Ow! What the fuck? I'm not even playing!
Because you're a chicken?
You're a chicken!
I hate this kid so much. You want to fuck him up? Yeah, I do.
You asked for it! You better run, you little shits!
Holy shit! Get to cover! Go! Go!
Okay, how's this work?
X button. So, you always have a snowball in your hand. When you hear that sound like you're locked onto an enemy, just press R2 and you throw a snowball directly at him. And run around just... And because you're basically in a giant field, run around and you'll constantly pick up snowballs, which you have to hit the kids with and try to dodge underneath and over their snowballs.
Oh, great. Okay. What happens if you win? I've never tried. So what happens if you win?
She basically says, eat it, shrimps, and that's it.
Oh. Ellie and Dina, one.
Gotcha.
There you go.
We're on the board, suckers.
When the reticle is locked on, throw directly at the target with R2 button.
Now use your camera to look around for enemies as well. There you go.
Come on.
Oh, you missed.
Move within range and look at a target to lock on.
Damn! Arm on that kid.
You can also track them with your enemy cursor.
See you, dang it!
R2 button. Quick throw. Press R2 button without aiming when locked on to easily hit targets.
Remember to duck, dodge, and weave around them.
Ellie and Dina, 3, 10.
Your parents don't love you.
Ellie and Dina, 4.
Oh, you like that?
10.
Boom! Eat snow, you little shit.
Kids, 2.
I'm gonna come over
10.
There and bite you, like for real.
Oh yeah. Gotcha.
R2 button. Quick throw.
In the face.
Move within range and look at a target to lock on. Kids.
Ow!
3.
I know where you live, Alex.
Turn in the direction of the laughing kids with your analog stick, your right
R2
analog
button.
Stick, and it will also help aim. And then walk towards them. So right now they're on your left.
Yeah.
Kids, 5,
see you.
10.
Oh, miss me.
When navigation assistance plays an error sound cue, you need to do something else to progress.
I'm not bothered if I lose, really.
Yeah, there's not much that happens if you win or lose, so...
R2 button. Quick throw.
You can also lock onto them with L2, even though it doesn't tell you you can.
Yeah. Come on, kids, just beat me. I don't care.
It takes them quite a while. So, remember, don't forget about your ducking and going prone. Because you will go invisible.
They're winning. So fucking sneaky.
Kids, 10.
Ow! Yeah! I can't believe it.
They beat you.
Get off of her, you monsters!
Ellie!
Alright, we actually have some work to do.
Aww, man.
I guess I asked for that, huh?
Yep.
Let's go.
You are standing. Health 100.
Minutes left, Toby.
Okie dokie.
I'd say make it to the gate, let the cutscene finish, and
Jesse
then probably cut it there, or you want to keep going?
He's gonna relieve Joel and Tommy.
Oh.
I'll cut it at that mark, but then I might record another quick part. I'll see what the time is, but I'd like to at least... I'll see how it goes. I'll see. I'll get to where I need to go.
Morning, girls.
Morning.
Hey, ladies. I'll bring them in.
Thank you.
Okay, Google, what time is it?
That's a good girl. Look who's here.
Thanks. Come on. Hey, Shimmer.
Look who decided to join us.
Yeah.
One for you.
A bolt-action rifle.
And one for you.
A revolver.
Open it up! Settle down, children. All right. You all know the drill. Run your routes, mark your logbooks, clear any infected you see. You run into anything you can't handle, you come back. Be smart about it. All right. Get going.
As they ride off into the sunset. Our view moves over a young blonde woman in her 20s. She's quite ugly. I'm just warning you guys.
I actually quite like her, actually.
No, I mean like looks wise. She's very
one arm is
extremely disproportionate to the other, and massively muscular with broad shoulders, long blonde hair tied back in a French braid.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, blonde hair, blue eyes, probably like 6'8". A white man that looks like an Eskimo slowly walks up to her.
What were you dreaming about?
Were you talking?
You doing your teeth grinding thing?
Where have you been?
Right over here. I want to show you something.
What?
Trust me. Come on, this way.
Should I end it here, do you think?
Let me check the timer. So, just 7 minutes and 44 seconds.
Is this a good ending point, or shall I continue for a bit? What do you think?
You are crushed. Health, 100.
I would say be safe and end it here. You know, it's a short part, but it's an introduction to the game. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, folks. Well, I hope you enjoyed this first introductory episode to The Last of Us Part 2. Thank you for watching and listening. And I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
You are standing. Health.